In our call to worship today, I wanted to call your attention to a very familiar passage in the book of Joshua. And specifically, I was this past week in my own Bible study looking at the number 7 and how many times it appears in the Bible. And I picked up some study aids and so forth. It's amazing the mathematics of the scriptures, going through and seeing multiples of 7 throughout the scripture. But specifically, whenever it is mentioned in the Bible about 7 times, doing something 7 times, and I was studying in Joshua chapter 5, and specific commands were given to the children of Israel about how they were to conquer Jericho. And in verse 10 it says, "And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout." Can you imagine telling 2 million people to keep their mouths closed? I cannot imagine that. I first of all said that's just not possible. Can you imagine today telling 2 million people, we're going to walk around a city and I want you to not say a word? Most of them be like this. They wouldn't be talking, but they'd be talking. I mean, they just had to be doing something with their thumbs. But to be quiet, and then they were to do this for 7 days. Every morning they would get up early, they would head over to Jericho, and they would walk around the city. Can you imagine the comments that were made about Joshua at night among the grumblers and the gripers and complainers that were there? This is the stupidest thing in the world. What in the world are we expected to do? We can't even talk to our friends. That mean old Joshua, can you imagine how it would be? And so each day they got up and they walked around the city. And then Joshua said, on the 7th day, we're going to walk around that city from morning until afternoon until we go around that city 7 times. What if they'd stopped after 6? What if the people said, this is it? This is crazy. There's not one mortar joint cracking. There's not one stone loosening. We've been around this thing 6 times. I'm not doing a 7th time. Jericho would not have fallen. I thought about Naaman. We're going to tonight, Lord willing, we're going to be in 2 Kings chapter 5 related to the subject of covetousness. But I thought about Naaman. Here he was, leader of the army of Syria. And he comes up and he speaks to the prophet, and the prophet tells him to go down to this nasty, muddy river, Jordan, and dip 7 times. Not 2, not 4, not 6, but 7 times. And he went down. What if he'd only done it 6 times? He would have had his leprosy. He would have walked out of that river just as white with leprosy as he went into that river. Now, what's the point? What is the point? God gave a command, and God expects us to obey His commands to the very last letter of the command, and God will carry out what He said He would do. Go dip 7 times in the Jordan River, and ye shall be healed. Not 6.5 times, not 6.75, almost did it, but 7 times. And when He came up, the Bible says, the 7th time, He was healed. And when they walked that last time around Jericho, the 7th time on the 7th day, what? The walls came crashing down. You see, God's very specific when it comes to obedience. Do what I say, and I will do what I say. You fulfill my commands, and I will make sure that I take care of my business in that regard. How many times do we come to our scripture and we read the commands of scripture and we close our Bible and we go out and we just do whatever? We just do whatever. How important is it to follow God's word? It is vital. It is life and death. For Israel, what a lesson. Oh, there was a crook in the camp that messed up the whole thing, didn't he? And there had to be sin rooted out because somebody went in there and took what belonged to God and kept it for himself. But the walls came down. And for Naaman, he was healed after the 7th time. Obedience to God's specific commands, folks, is the most important thing you would ever do in your life. just simply following His word. What a lesson in Numbers that we ought to obey to the very last jot and tittle what God has told us to do.